From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Snowpocalypse, Snowmageddon, Super Snowbowl. Just some of the words used to describe a winter storm that is upon us here in Washington. The National Weather Service is forecasting 1 to 2 feet of snow for the Mid-Atlantic region. The threat of a monster storm was enough to close schools, offices, even the courts here. Airlines have canceled flights in and out of the region. Grocery stores have been mobbed as people hunker down for the storm, and perhaps for the Super Bowl, too. The flurry of activity has us wondering, what are the economics of a snowstorm? And it turns out there is such a thing as a weather economist, and we're joined by one now, Scott Bernhardt. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Robert.
And let's start with this run on the stores. We've had word that shelves at some of the local supermarkets are empty. Ski shops in the area have sold out of their cross-country skis. Can a storm provide a kind of a stimulus to a region?
Well, it'll be a pocketed stimulus, if you will. There's certainly a flurry of activity right before a storm, and certainly for snow-related products. Certainly snow throwers, shovels, rock salt, things of that nature are moving off the shelves, as are bread, eggs, bottled water. I'm not quite sure why that one is, but bottled water sells very well. Milk, things of that nature, yes. But that said, it's still pretty much a net negative to a region to have a storm of this magnitude.
I think the bottled water goes because south of New England, a snowstorm brings out the survivalist in lots of people.
I suppose that's true, yes.
And what sort of costs are local governments facing during a snowstorm? We know about salting the roads, for example.
Yes, significant ones. And again, it depends on the region and how hard, but there are significant costs to areas, you know, such as Washington, D.C., Baltimore. They're just not snow cities historically, and they really just don't budget quite enough for this type of storm. I mean, if we look at it back right before Christmas, we had a significant storm in this region as well that probably gobbled up an awful lot of their snow removal budget. And now, unusually, we have yet another monster storm coming into the region that is sure to have a negative impact.
We've heard about a lot of canceled flights. People aren't getting out or getting in. How big a hit are the airlines taking?
A significant one. Again, they, you know, due to the region and the sheer volume of people who live in and travel out of the part of the country that's going to be affected by this storm, it has a significant impact. The airlines have been very aggressive and I think very smart in moving people to different connection cities and moving in advance of this storm rather than having people show up at the airport and sleep in the terminals. They're reaching out to people and I think have done a great job of it, but they're not going to get to everyone and there's going to be people still sleeping at the terminal, I'm afraid.
I did see a graph on a NOAA website which suggested there are some benefits of a snowstorm. Those are for tourism and ski areas and also for cold water fishing. The water is good for that, I gather, and also just the water supply.
That's correct, but you know, it's just going to be more Washington, D.C. than it is Minnesota. So it's still going to, you know, be a net negative. I suppose that one of the main positives from the snow happening this weekend is that it's not going to be next weekend, meaning that we're not going to have a snowed out situation for President's Day weekend and all of the economic activity of that, nor is it going to have too much snow for people to celebrate Valentine's Day, which by itself is estimated to be around $14 billion in spend. So, you know, if there can be a silver lining on this particular weekend storm as you're out there shoveling, just be thankful it's not next weekend.
Is there any lore among weather economists of a snowstorm that had a particularly salient economic impact?
Probably there was a major storm in 1996, January of 96, that came up through the Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, New York, all the way into New England and Boston region. That is, that was just a whopper.
Has anyone ventured a dollar cost of that snowstorm?
No, I'm afraid not. No. I'm afraid not.
I think that's
we estimated the Super Saturday storm, the one that was right before Christmas, at being well over $2 billion. Right, that was significant as well.
Just in 2009, you're saying?
That was in 2009, yes.
Scott Bernhardt, Chief Operating Officer of Planalytics, a company that studies the economic impact of the weather. Thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you, Robert.